So it's 2019. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Melissa Etheridge, Cardi B, Brandy, J.R. Smith, and more are already obsessed. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable and so easy to take anywhere. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and at an unbeatable price. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.
It's Costa and Richards. It's Braun.
Braun one on two goes to the rim. Beautiful move.
And the Brow.
Anthony Davis steals it from Ingram and then dunks on top of his head.
Headlining Staples Center next season. The Lakers trade for Anthony Davis, sending Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, and three picks to New Orleans.
This is an important announcement.
Vegas has the Lake Show as the favorite to unseat the Raptors.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Where you wanna woo-woo?
I love LA.
The fallout continues, and we're talking about it all day. Starting now.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues.
Here are Mike Costa and Judson Richards.
Beautiful Monday. Costa, Fletch, David Duchovny with you here at Extra. Hope you guys' week is getting off to a great start. Family members, thanks for being along for the ride.
How's it going over there, buddy?
David, it's going well. Thank you. A lot of Duchovny oozing out here in the first hour. Bottom of the hour, this is cool. Ken Rogers, Vice President of NFL Films. We'll find out why they chose the Raiders this year as opposed to next year for Hard Knocks, which will be coming to us very soon as training camps get open.
We'll get more on the Lakers coming up at 7:15, although this text comes in from the 386. You can always text the show, 70470. Begin the text with XDRA. It's time to give Kurt Rambis's wife the credit she is due. That's right.
Yeah. Did Magic tweeted her after the Anthony Davis news?
Linda. All I can hear is that viral video when we hear about Linda Ramos. Listen. This one also, Judson, now you know how Ben's knee feels. They're coming at you from every angle. Stay strong, buddy. Yeah, you guys have been harsh this morning.
No, we haven't. We've been fair, and I think we've actually been in a defensive...
That sounded harsh right there.
We have been in a defensive posture because you were the one who were attacking us and ready to plan the parade already for the Lakers.
Just a guy trying to do a radio show, Costa.
In my tight black shirt.
I'm extras Bear Grylls. You know, I'm extras Bear Grylls, so there's a big homie that much rather be outside with my hands dirty.
You're still not.
Dirt under my fingernails.
Yeah. Just because you lay
goats.
Just because you help your fiance lay the flooring.
I do.
Doesn't make you Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
Okay.
This text from the 619. I tweeted OJ. You want to get back some of your old memorabilia? Meet me in Vegas. Ooh. That's a dangerous game to play.
Big time. Damn.
Be careful what you ask for.
There's about six documentaries telling you not to do that.
I know. And they all have gotten tremendous ratings. This has come in over the weekend. Okay. Did you see this, Costa? It was a series that you may never forget as a Padre fan. If you're maybe a little bit old school or enjoy a faster pace, it may be a series that you never want to see again. 92 combined runs between the Rockies and the Padres, most ever in four games for the Padres franchise. 131 combined hits. That is the second most in the modern era. And 62 Padre hits as tied for the club record. Now, Friday night was sensational. The comeback in the ninth inning. Yet again, Fernando Tatis Jr. was on full display of his excellence. Matt Strom comes up with the go-ahead run at bat where he earns a walk in the top of the ninth inning to drive in a bases loaded run where they win 14-13. So a split for the Padres, an embarrassing weekend for the Rockies. And Saturday, Costa saw some tremendous drama with just an epic, epic meltdown of Manny Machado.
This hour of the program brought to you by Kearney Mesa Subaru. It just makes sense to buy at KearneyMesaSubaru.com. Family members, 844-570-1360. Does Manny Machado not get the star treatment that he deserves, or does Manny Machado's reputation precede him into any ballpark, be it his home park or the visiting park?
Right. I also wonder, was this, you know, because you saw Andy Green ejected, Matt Strom as well. Was this the rallying moment where we get excited about a team's direction, or does this look like the face of utter frustration? Is it Machado's frustration, albeit he's swinging the bat better?
Yeah.
You know, is Manny Machado of just the couple months of him not being great at the plate and looked like he's a little sluggish? Was this the freak out, or was just one man's frustration of an umpire utterly boiling over?
Maybe it is the hot talent lava volcano finally exploding. I think it's more frustration, though, with Manny Machado. I think it came to a boil.
Was it just one man's frustration, or was it a bigger overall frustration about the season that's been?
Oh, I'm sure it has to do with it. I'm sure there's a lot of guys that are almost at the tipping point on this Padres team.
I actually think it was just one man.
Well, listen, you can make the case for Manny Machado, the contract, all the hoopla he came with, and then a lot of people in the last couple of weeks going, what again are you exactly doing at the plate? We know what you're doing in the field with the glove.
Well, I mean one man, I mean Manny Machado's frustration with that umpire.
Without a doubt there.
And then you're right. Nolan Arenado gets a bad call. Throws
his bat!
I mean, but again, you see that. But Nolan Arenado is playing at home, and I think Nolan Arenado's reputation is different than Manny Machado's, right? Does Manny Machado, do you think he gets star treatment, or do you think he gets the reputation of Manny Machado treatment?
He gets the reputation treatment.
Nolan, he's Draymond Green.
Could be. That's a great analogy. Nolan Arenado, that was an ejectable offense, what he did, showing up the home plate umpire like that. And Manny just kind of turned and now maybe he dropped the magic word and that was immediate, but it seemed like Manny got run a hell of a lot quicker than or was given very, very tiny amount of rope, where Nolan Arenado was given about a mile's worth of rope.
844-570-1360. What did you make of Manny Machado's ejection on Saturday? Text line open as well. 70470, begin with XDRA. This text from the 619. I thought it was a really bad look for the Padres and Manny Machado. Do you think that's a bad look when you see a guy go wild the way that he does?
But the thing is, Manny doesn't go wild like that a lot. So there had to have been a reason, and you see the third, the called strike was outside of the zone without a shadow of a doubt. And I think it was just one of those, the combination of how the season's going for the Padres, how he's doing personally, and boom, it was like, all right, here we go. The storm has been unleashed.
From the 858, it was one of my favorite moments of Padres baseball this season.
Okay, and you know what? If Manny did this every other at bat, you'd like sit down. You're looking like a clown. Right. But he's a pretty
mild mannered individual,
right?
Yeah.
And it was few and far between. I appreciated the fire. Now we went back. We got the court documents from the court reporter.
Yes,
and
we did.
We transcribed every single word that was said as Manny Machado was getting into the face of the umpire after he was run.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Costa is going to read, and again, we've transcribed the ejection.
There's
three parties. Manny Machado, Andy Green, and the umpire. All right?
Right.
Costa is going to play Manny Machado. I will be Andy Green, and Fletch will be the umpire of this riveting back and forth.
Yes.
With a lot of $10 words. It was very cerebral with how Manny Machado tried to make his case with the umpire. So Costa will be Manny Machado, right. I'll be coach, and you will be the umpire. All right, get us started.
Fletch, give me a strike three call, or give me your an out.
Strike three.
Oh, that's bull poop. That's fudge fudging horrible. That's fudging horrible. That's fudging bull poop. Fudging calling that all fudging day. All fudging day.
Why'd you run him? Why'd you run him?
That's fudging bull poop. That's fudging bull poop. Fudging bull poop. Fudging bull poop. You fudging suck. You fudging suck and you know it. You suck. All fudging game, you've been fudging me. It's fudging bull poop. That's bull poop and you know it. Fudging bull poop.
He came walking to me and told me it was a horse poop call.
And scene. There you go. So for you young kids out there who did not see Manny Machado get tossed, that's exactly what was said word for word.
Yeah.
A lot of fudgings.
No redundancy either. That's what I liked. He kept going in different directions.
He found words that worked and he stood with it.
This kind of, this comes in from the 619. Judson kind of looks like Andy Green. Hey.
Hey, why'd you run him? Why'd you run him?
Why is everybody coming at me today?
I don't think you look anything.
I had a wonderful weekend.
Like Andy Green at all?
It's weird. You know, Andy Green doesn't look like David Duchovny.
Another thing that keeps coming in on the text line: when is Fletch going to spell Duchovny?
He's still working on it.
CJ wants to weigh in on Manny Machado's meltdown or other. CJ, good morning on a Monday, buddy.
Hey, good morning. A couple quick things about this series. First off, with Manny Machado in that Saturday night, Bill Welke is an absolutely, I don't know who I'd rather have worse behind home plate, Angel Hernandez, Bill Welke, or Joe West. Those guys just cannot find the strike zone. And I saw a chart a couple weeks ago. There are 5 Padres in the top 20 on strikes called out of the zone. They lead the league in it. And that's probably a lot of that frustration, especially when you were seeing the charts of the strikes called against the Rockies versus the Padres the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even close. And it was just a disaster of a game from Bill Welke. And in regards to that with the pitching, too, Colorado must not have only turned off the humidor this last week, and they must have put them in a dehumidifier because those pitchers could not grip the ball at all. I've never seen that. Just yesterday in the first 2 innings.
Hit the ball.
Throughout that whole series, he was throwing balls to the backstop consistently. And poor Hedges and the catchers of Colorado, man, those guys need a hot tub in the worst way this week after getting beat up like they did with all the balls in the dirt.
Brutal. CJ, good to hear from you, buddy. The stark treatment of Manny Machado, do you think he get run? Let's say he did say that. Because we know after strike 3, he kind of walked him down a little bit. I don't know if that, I mean, he didn't just kind of walk past him.
No.
There he was walking toward him a little bit, which Manny Machado should be allowed to do. He's freaking Manny Machado, all right? Because that's bleeping bull poop to think that he can't bleep and bull poop that.
Fudging bull poop.
Yeah. But the umpire said he came walking to me and told me it was a horse poop call.
Right. So, listen.
Can Manny Machado not get away with telling an umpire that's a horse poop call?
I think, well, then again, if you're a bad umpire, odds are you've got really thin skin, like Joe West has, like Angel Hernandez has, and like Welke has. So you're at a hair trigger point because you know you're dog ass. And anyone, if they look cross-eyed at you, you're going to run. I think it's just, Padre fans are sitting there looking and going, wait a second, Nolan Arenado, any other friggin' park is going to get run for throwing the bat, throwing the helmet down. Now, he didn't look at Welke when he was saying it, but you could tell what he was uttering. Manny may have just made the wrong choice of as you said, walking right up to Welke and going, listen, you suck.
Well, I absolutely don't think he should get wrong for saying that's a horse bleep call. If you've ever been in a dugout, it is some of the most vile language used in the most common of conversations that you've ever heard. Like, hey, where can I get an effing glass of water? It's just like, how can I insert an F-bomb into the most innocuous sentence or conversation that we're having? So to think that you would be outraged for him to use a cuss word a baseball field is a joke. But I think a lot of it has to do with Manny Machado's reputation. Whatever that means, I'm not exactly sure what it means. I mean, you can go back and watch some of his Orioles stuff, but I can't think he's come to San Diego and just has completely changed as a human or baseball player.
Way.
And if you've watched him on a regular basis, he's a mild-mannered dude. We watch him have fun with mascots. Like, we watch him be cool to kids, even in opposing ballparks. Like, we know Manny is Manny. He seems very guarded, right? He seems very vigilant of who he lets into his little circle, but he doesn't look like this awful human unless he can flip a switch and just be a ball player at times. But, you know, he's got a reputation, pays a price of it. It was just hard watching Arenado throw his bat like he did. And everybody be cool with it.
They are just such a thin-skinned bunch. When you look at NFL officials, you look at NBA refs, and you look at NHL officials, and Major League umpires are the biggest wussies out there.
So, about last night.
What the f*** happened last night?
Judson and Costa have this morning's trending topics.
All right, so the big news over the weekend, the Los Angeles Lakers added to their roster kid by the name of Anthony Davis. You've heard of him. He made them a better basketball team, certainly with the acquisition. Did he make them the best in the West? Certainly not.
You don't think it made them the best in the Western Conference?
No, God, no. It made them better.
You deserve that, Costa.
Juddy.
Yes?
Judd Coveney. It made them better, but it did not make them the kings of the, of the Western Conference.
Stop.
God.
I would someone please, much like the other day when you couldn't understand what the word manage innings meant with comments from Scott Boras and we needed callers to help you understand. Would someone please call in and help Costa understand how the Lakers, with even just the trifecta, the three-piece of LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Kyle Kuzma, make them the best team in the Western Conference. Someone call in and help Costa understand. 844-570-1360. Also, you can text us. Help my man understand here because for whatever reason, Costa just completely went underground Monday, June 10th, 2019 when Kevin Durant tore his Achilles. And then also Thursday, June 13th, when Klay Thompson tore his ACL, Mike Costa somehow stuck his head in the sand and didn't realize that the two arguably biggest pieces of the Golden State Warriors dynasty will virtually not be seen this upcoming season. Yet you still think that the Warriors are at the top of the Western Conference.
Right. Do you know who Juan Hernan Gomez is, Judson?
I do.
He's a power forward for
JHG.
He's the power forward for the Denver Nuggets. So just keep in mind that the Nuggets are also in the conversation as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just making that point there for you.
Just like I had to pull up their roster name a player.
Me too. I did not know one.
I know Jamal Murray. He kind of falls right off there.
That was it. Until the Warriors are knocked off as Western Conference champs, I am not... Listen, the injuries affect them. Yes, they do in a big way. And it's going to be incredible to see what those comeback stories are like for Klay and Kevin Durant.
Oh, the injuries will affect the Golden State Warriors. Okay, glad we covered that.
Right. Yeah. But no, you're trying to make it seem like I'm just glossing over the fact that
you
two
are
of their cornerstones. No, I'm not.
You've glossed.
You are ready to anoint the Lakers already in the championship game next year.
So is Las Vegas.
Why
do they have the highest odds?
Anthony Davis.
I mean, honestly.
But you're telling me right now that LeBron and Anthony Davis together are the two best players in the Western Conference.
Yes.
No, they are not.
The trio of Kyle Kuzma, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis is the best trio in all of the Western Conference.
Wrong.
Name another power trio in the Western Conference. Name another power trio on one team of those three. Now, yes, they still have to build the roster. A lot of teams still have to build rosters. But those three, if they stay healthy, we'll be the best team in the Western Conference.
Yeah, and if I pick out the right lottery numbers, I'm going to win the lottery. But again, you made the point earlier that talking about if they stay healthy and if things go right, those are major ifs.
It's not major.
It is not major. You have an aging LeBron.
Every single team that we watch, it's important that they stay healthy. We know that. I mean, look what happens when the Padres lost Fernando Tatis Jr.
You fell into that trap of, oh my God, the shiny new toy, and now we have him, and now everything's going to come up roses for the Lakers. It is not.
Also, Anthony Davis has only ever won one playoff series in his career.
And he gets hurt a lot.
Well, because he's been surrounded by so much depth as the New Orleans Pelicans.
It's not like he hasn't. He's had Drew Holiday, who's another all-star guard, right next
to
him.
Is Drew Holiday LeBron James?
He might be LeBron 32-year-old James.
And what did LeBron James do last year that you're sitting there going, oh my God.
He averaged a triple-double on the back half of the season. Okay.
What happens if LeBron gets injured again this year and the Lakers take
it? Could all do what ifs, till the cows come home.
Your whole thing is what if, and that's how you're building the championship run for the Lakers.
It's
on
not
what, ifs.
What if. No, it's the best three right now in the game. I mean, we just watch that injuries happen. I understand that.
Right.
But LeBron James, he's going to come back more motivated, and he will reinsert himself as the best player in the world.
Rodell has tweeted in, "You guys are fudging funny. You fudging guys are going to make me poop my pants." Well, that's what we try to do every single day, and apparently Judson has pooped his pants this morning as far as the Lakers are concerned. Nobody out there is ready to anoint them the kings of the Western Conference by a move.
No one is willing to.
No.
And Las Vegas odds.
Right.
And which are often some of the most accurate in all of sports.
Are they 100% accurate?
I'm just wondering why they would anoint them when you say don't anoint them when they are doing exactly that in the Western Conference. Who? Tell me one team in the NBA that has a better trio of LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Kyle Kuzma. I'll wait. Tick, 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 tick.
Text from the 619. David D., you are dead wrong about the Lakers. That's David D., David Duchovny, i.e. Judd. This one, the Lakers are favored to go to the finals. LeBron, the best player in basketball, and now AD. We're going to the ship. Now let's go get Kawhi. That's from BT. 619, the Clippers with that base and the cap space for two Supermax contracts with Doc Rivers. It's over for the Warriors, at least for next year.
So no one out there thinks that the Lakers now of the top trio in all of the NBA.
No, you're going to get a lot of people that think they do.
Fletch, you've been awfully quiet over there, but and really, I know that if you disagreed with me, I would hear from you.
Kyle Kuzma is a great player. But is Kyle Kuzma a generational game changer?
He's growing into one. I don't know about not generational.
He's growing.
What do you mean?
You're saying he's
Tell me the three players on the Warriors that don't have a torn Achilles and a torn ACL.
Andrew
Quinn Cook.
Tell me three players.
Kevin Looney.
That add up to better than LeBron, AD,
Andre
and
Iguodala, Draymond Green.
You don't believe
Steph
any of that.
Curry.
You actually believe that?
That guy named Cook, whatever his name is.
You're just naming players on the roster.
Right, but you're making it seem like that the Warriors only have Steph and Draymond and that's it.
Fletch,
they've got to find out more.
Fletch, name me three better on a roster.
I can't do it. Lakers are going to be very good next year. However, the West is going to be freaking fascinating because of the parity level.
It will be the Wild West status. Sure. And am I surprised if the Lakers are in the playoffs and going far? No, I'm not.
Did you say fart?
Far.
Do the Lakers still have a max contract remaining?
I believe they do, don't they?
Yeah.
Now, and Kuzma is sick.
Okay.
Do you think that'll send them fart?
If they... you know what will change my narrative?
Come on, that's not fart from the truth. It's
Judd,
come on.
Thank you.
You guys are killing me today.
You deserve to be OJ.
Come on. Gosh. Nothing could be farther from the truth than that's the best three
619,
in the Western Conference.
LeBron and AD are easily the best in the West. Come on, bruh. Learn some basketball. BT.
160 and FM 103.3.
All right, Ken Rogers of NFL Films, Vice President of NFL Films, will join us in just a couple minutes or so to talk about Hard Knocks and the Oakland Raiders. Also, he was behind Deion's double play. I don't know if you saw that, Casa. We actually watched that in Atlanta.
I saw bits and pieces.
During Super Bowl week. I have a difficult time stomaching Deion a little bit on television, if I'm being perfectly honest. But to go back and kind of relive what he was doing from flying back and forth.
At the level he's doing it, too.
Yeah, from the Falcons to the Braves. The fact that the Falcons were as understanding as they were with him trying to play two sports, it was really, really great. Give it the highest recommendation. And then this Hard Knocks, John Gruden, Mike Mayock, I mean, this is going to be something else.
A lot of storylines, a lot of characters. I'm fascinated to see the veterans like Vontaze Burfict, Antonio Brown, and then all the young kind of character guys that they have acquired in the draft.
Joining us now on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego, he is the Vice President of NFL Films, Ken Rogers, with us now. Ken, I've been dying to know. A team finds out that they are going to be on Hard Knocks. Who lets John Gruden know, and what was his reaction?
Well, I'm sure he baked a cake and celebrated in some sort of way. Probably had confetti falling from the ceiling or something like that. It's really us at NFL Films that let them know that they've been selected. And, you know, in past years and this year, it's a constant conversation. It's not really a big, huge surprise that we were looking at the Raiders and some other teams. So they weren't blindsided by the fact that that we had interest in them. And when we officially told them, like I said, I'm sure there was a big party.
Ken, was there much of a debate Raiders this year versus Las Vegas Raiders next year for Hard Knocks? And odds are they probably are not going to make the playoffs this year. Was there a lot of give and take on deciding on them this year?
There was a little bit, certainly because the first year in Vegas certainly sounds intriguing. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we tried with the Los Angeles Rams, of course, a couple of years ago. And what we found there is, you know, the players in training camp aren't really affected by it much. Training camp is the one time when they're not really in deep into the home life, and they're not really learning about their new neighborhood or going out on the town. That happens before camp and maybe after camp on off days, but it's not as exciting as we thought it would be in Los Angeles in terms of the move. And really it came down to we had a bird in hand. We know that the Raiders are an intriguing team this year. And who knows next year? Things change really quickly in the NFL, as we all know. And we think they'd probably be a great show and team to follow next year. We know they're a great team and show to follow this year, so we pulled the trigger.
Ken, the Hard Knocks speculation has become a big part of the offseason, almost like, you know, getting set for the combine or for the draft, and who is it going to be? Mike Florio is on before we are, and Mike is on this almost weekly leading up to the decision being made. That's how great the show is. Is it becoming more difficult that time when you do notify the team? Do you feel that teams more and more are getting leery of having that many cameras around?
I think it's the same as it always has been, really, since 2001. Everyone is leery, but the way I equate it, and I wish news sites would look at it this way too, is, you know, coaches don't want to, I don't know, play back-to-back East Coast or West Coast games. They maybe they don't want to play on Thursday night in week four. Maybe they don't want to go to the UK. But they understand that that's part of the game is, you know, facing adversity. And Hard Knocks has never been an adversity once we show up. Everybody that's been on the show ends up saying, okay, it really wasn't a big deal. It was not a distraction. In fact, it might have helped a little bit because if my guys can't concentrate with five cameras on the sideline at practice, then I get to know who's not going to be able to handle the pressure of the playoffs. So it's actually been a benefit for some teams. And, you know, I don't think anyone wants to raise the stakes, raise the awareness. I mean, the Browns became the media darlings last summer, and everyone was picking them to make the playoffs. They ended up being a really intriguing, great team. But I think coaches in general want to lower expectations and then exceed them. And Hard Knocks is so popular and makes a team so likable that everyone gets on the bandwagon, and in some ways, that's not what you want. You want to sneak up on teams. So, but once they're selected, really, it's always been a positive experience.
Can I go back to when it was the Chiefs with Herman Edwards and Boomer Grigsby? You know, there's a guy I still remember from Hard Knocks who's not even in the NFL. You know, last year we had Kajust, that guy that nobody knew about, and he ended up being a fan favorite. Is it almost a chip in your pocket just knowing ahead of time there is going to be that guy or those couple of guys that you didn't even plan on highlighting them, and they're just naturally going to be highlighted?
That's the fun of the show, honestly. I mean, here's what you could probably go to Vegas and bet on. I think Antonio Brown is going to make the show. You know?
Sure.
I think John Gruden will be featured in the show.
Okay, good to know.
Some things, some things are obvious, but yeah. Those players that you're talking about, the Devin Cajuste, we have no idea. We read about all these players. We do research on all 90 players on the roster. And some of them, there's more info, and we get to see video of them. And certainly the first-round picks are usually easier. And even though we do as much research as we can, when we show up in person, there might be a story that's happening right now uh-huh. with that person in their life, like Cajuste and his father showing up, which was really discovered by seeing this guy on the sideline whistling over and over to his son. And we're like, what's going on there? That lead to these characters that we could have never guessed. So our job is to be very flexible and look for those, because we already know the stars of the team, but that's not what the show is all about. They're one of 90 storylines, and people want to watch them, and I think they tune in for the Antonio Browns, but they end up falling in love with the Devin Cajuste and the Brogan Robacks and those type of players.
Ken Rogers, NFL Films, with us on Extra 1360. Ken, was there ever a moment where you thought about because we know that it's in partnership, it's in lockstep with the NFL. Was there ever a moment you thought not covering the Raiders because they are a team that is relocating and it could be difficult from that storyline for Oakland? Or because the Raiders have moved before, maybe it's not as big a deal?
That was never really a consideration. Like I said, I don't think that we make things worse or better. There's been people that have said to me, hey, it's good that you're doing them then, because while they're going through all this stuff next year, that would just be another added distraction, and you might as well get it over with now before you move. And then there's other people that say, oh, boy, you know, right before, it's unfair that you're doing them right before. Really, the answer is it doesn't really matter. I have enough respect for what these teams do to win football games to know that every third down play call, every field goal, everything that happens is so much more important to a win-loss record or the scope of a season than whether or not you appear on Hard Knocks. It's really just an ancillary product for the fans, and they don't have to change anything. I mean, we used to do interviews on the show, but we don't even do interviews that much anymore. So all they're doing is putting on their jerseys or putting on their shirts that are already pre-wired with our microphones and going about their day. And there's really no change in their schedule. So they get certainly a lot more attention, but they don't have to do anything different. So we never really considered whether it was negative or positive, because coaches in the past have told us that it's neither.
Ken, because you already have two TV stars, any truth to the rumors that Mike Mayock and John Gruden will be able to put their own makeup on?
I think I really look forward to that relationship, and they are, they've proven to be great football guys and great TV stars. What's the best thing about this situation is that they will be further TV stars by just being football people. We're not asking them to do anything, and they get to just be football guys, and at the same time, we get to see them not as TV talent. There's no script. There's no teleprompters. You know, John Gruden doesn't have a telestrator describing things on Monday Night Football, and Mike Mayock doesn't have a producer in his ear. This is just going to be them as football guys, and we get to look in on it. And it's going to be a really, I think, different viewpoint on both of them.
Ken, I think it's going to be terrific. We cannot wait. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Greatly appreciate it.
Sure. I hope you enjoy it.
Thanks, Ken.
There he is. Ken Rogers, Vice President, NFL Films, also behind Dion's Double Play, which I highly recommend. But, I had to get that makeup jab in there.
You're I know you did.
TV
stars. I heard it. I was sitting right here next to you. Drunken Brett, a terrible naming rights deal, and a guy not named Chad. All in the Daily.
Hey, it's Schaefer. Coming up later today on HSF at noon, the Padres back home for the Brewers. Can they get things turned around at Petco Park? We'll get going at noon on Extra 1360 and FM 103.3.
Thanks again to NFL Films Vice President Ken Rogers telling us why the Oakland Raiders are, in fact, this year's team on Hard Knocks. We'll have that interview for you up at the Pod Center in a minute or two. Mike Pomerantz joins us in the 8 o'clock hours. The Padres begin a home series with the very, very hot Milwaukee Brewers.
You know, Kawhi Leonard's got kind of that famous quote where he says, "I'm a fun guy."
Yes.
And it's funny because Kawhi doesn't necessarily seem fun. I mean, he hasn't showcased it. However, Kawhi's living his best life today, man. He's wearing a t-shirt that says "Bored Man Gets Paid," and he is just ripping on a big old cigar.
God love him.
In the parade in Toronto. There was also a guy, a Kawhi lookalike, that I think we may be reaching a little bit for the lookalike standpoint, but it's very popular in the crowd, signing a lot of autographs, who's gone viral out there.
So people actually think it's Kawhi.
No, I don't think so. He's
the guy's 5'6".
It would be tough to trick people that you're actually Kawhi when Kawhi's 100 yards away on a float, right? I mean, that may not be the best setting.
Well, I bet you people are going, Kawhi, the real Kawhi is right here. Who's that imposter up
on the
float?
He's a people's person. Look at him. He's in the crowd with us.
Rubbing elbows, kissing babies, and shaking hands. We good, Fletch? Let's get to the dump.
It's time for the biggest stories of the day, according to Mike Costa.
This is going to take some getting used to.
Does he know where this pirate hooker's mouth has been?
This is Costa's Daily Dump.
Well, as the Toronto Raptors celebrate their NBA championship, we know the St. Louis Blues have already celebrated their NHL Stanley Cup championship. Big victory parade. They had a big rally. Former NHLer in St. Louis, Brett Hull, the son of Bobby Hull, was part of the festivities. And he got up and decided to give a little speech at this celebration. Here's Brett.
You can say let's go lose all you want, but you know what? We win! We win! We don't have to go anymore because we already did it! These guys won the Stanley Cup for this city!
Yeah, Brett may
good
have,
Lord.
He may have sipped his breakfast that morning of the championship round. Just hammered up there.
It's like a bad Vince McMahon.
And he's holding a beer bottle as he's talking
of
to.
Of course.
Good love. Good job for good Brett love. Hull. Yeah, good love, baby. The Braves home stadium is due for a name change when naming rights partner SunTrust completes its merger with fellow bank BB&T. SunTrust Bank has held naming rights at the stadium, SunTrust Park, since it opened to the public in 2017. Two banks are expected to complete their merger this fall and gradually shift towards a combined operation with a new name, Truist Bank. So get ready for the tomahawk chop at Truist Bank Stadium. Truist. Scary. Oh, no, we got to go to the confines of Truist.
Well, none of them have cool names anymore, right?
No.
They're just all sponsorships.
They are. They really are. I think Petco might be the most cool. You know,
it's very intimidating.
Pets. It's where the pets go. Without any further ado, you guys, Raymond Millwater's in trouble again.
Never trust a man named Raymond Millwater.
No, Ray's just 30 years old, but he's been jailed nearly 24 times. His latest trip to the Slammer came after someone reported seeing a possibly intoxicated man pushing a motorcycle down a road in Clearwater. Police responded and said they found Millwater standing unsteady near the bike. He told them he borrowed it from a man named Chad, but he couldn't get the damn thing to turn on. Mm. Millwater asked officers if he could borrow a screwdriver to get the motor running. They declined. They did, however, contact the owner of the bike. Perhaps not surprisingly, he was not named Chad, and the owner denied even knowing Millwater stole the motorcycle and is once again behind bars.
Just rolling it away, huh?
You guys got a screwdriver? I've had about 15 of them, but I actually need a screwdriver because I got to get this damn thing to start. Chad gave me a defunct cycle.
Mike Pomeranz, 8:10 this morning. We'll get a better idea about the Colorado Rockies series. Buyers, sellers for the Padres. And would you want to say goodbye to Hunter Renfro with the season that he's having? Can we talk about this back and forth for a moment between you and Sean on Twitter? Now, Sean was commenting on how I've been acting this morning, and you responded, Judd Coveney got some sleep last night. He's on pizza emoji.
Oh, I meant that was supposed to be the fire emoji.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, can you clarify what he's on pizza means?
Pop's eyes are going out, man. He can't see as well.
Isn't it cute when dad tries to be hip using emojis? And he's like, ah, I thought the pizza was the fire.
Sorry, it's fire, not pizza. Mm-hmm.
This explains why you keep sending me the eggplant emoji when I tell you that we booked a guest for the show.
He's on pizza, man.
He got some sleep last night. Judd's on pizza.
Emoji.
I got excited. I thought there might be pizza here.
A little bit, yeah. Sorry.
I got blind dad over here. I got starving Fletch over there. He's on pizza.
I want food.
He's on pizza.
You hungry, little buddy? You hungry?
You want some of my Clif Bar? I've been sharing my Clif Bar with Judd Coveney lately.
He has have cooties.
He does have cooties.
Let's do thirds. That's the ultimate,
all right.
You know, just
intake control. We'll all take a bite of it at the same time from a different angle.
Sure. Why not that?
Like Lady and the Tramp.
These two jabronis over here are still trying to come up with a better trio in the NBA. Did you hear about the trade? Are we giving Linda Rambis the proper respect that she deserves of landing AD? Or is it Rob Pelinka we should be looking at differently? And Mike Pomeranz coming up next.
You need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.